your country, your station.
They play the new stuff, they play the old stuff, they play the best stuff.
My country, my station.
Candleland Radio. The KNZA Weather Eye Meteorologist have another check of the forecast coming right up.
Keeping you connected on the Candleland Community Calendar, powered by JBN Telephone Company. St. Joseph's Church in Nortonville will hold a fish and shrimp supper on Fridays from March 4th to April 8th at the church from 5 to 7 p.m. There will be a fried and baked fish fried shrimp meal with dessert for $12 ages 11 and up, and $5 for ages 4 to 10, and free for ages 0 to 3.
This weather update is brought to you by the Bendina State Bank. Friends and neighbors, live easier through many financial services provided by the Bendina State Bank. They're your community-minded local bank, delivered to hard work for their friends and neighbors. Financial services provided include checking and savings accounts and loans for agriculture, home, and auto. Depend on your friends at the Bendina State Bank to help secure your future. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Here's your Candleland radio listening area forecast. A winter storm warning begins at 6 p.m. this evening and continues until 6 p.m. tomorrow evening. Mainly cloudy skies this afternoon with highs around 38. North winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Snow likely tonight, lows around 17. High of 25 tomorrow. Snow likely. 4 to 8 inches of snow tonight through tomorrow. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
It's time now for coverage of local high school basketball here on your local sports authority, Candleland Radio. Let's head courtside now for today's play-by-play coverage.
For the second time in school history and the second consecutive season, the Royal Valley Panther boys basketball team is competing at the 3A state tournament this year at the Hutchinson Sports Arena. The Panthers come in with a record of 22-1. The three-time defending Big 7 League champions are the number one seed in a loaded Class 3A state basketball tournament field. And today, high school state tournament week begins with the first game at 2 o'clock tip-off for the Royal Valley Panthers against the Girard Trojans. Good afternoon, basketball fans, with studio engineer Kurt Kilman. Justin Fluke with you here courtside at the Hutchinson Sports Arena. Royal Valley against Girard, our featured matchup in a 3A boys bracket that features teams that placed first, second, and third at the 3A state tournament a year ago, and two other teams that made state tournament appearances. That included Royal Valley, who lost their quarterfinal game last year playing at Rock Creek in the opening round of state. But the Panthers certainly have some history here in the Hutchinson Sports Arena, as the girls team won their first day basketball championship just a few years ago in 2019. And now it's the guys' turn to make a little history. Under second-year head coach Chris Brown, it's a Panthers squad that is very experienced, senior laden, and very talented. They, no doubt, even with the tough competition, are one of the favorites here at the Hutchinson Sports Arena this week. The Girard Trojans on the first round matchup today for the Panthers. They come in with the record of 16-5. They're under a veteran head coach in Rod Westcott, 14 years, and this is the sixth time he's taken Girard to the state tournament. They were the state champions the year the Royal Valley girls won it all here in Hutchinson, as Girard placed first at the 3A state boys tournament back in 2019. This is their first state tournament appearance since then. This season, the Girard Trojans started with a record of 9-1. They had a midseason slump and lost four of their next five games. But since that point, the Trojans are back on track. They come into state with a six-game winning streak, including victories against Osawatomie Humboldt, and beat Burlington by 7 points in the sub-state championship last Saturday night. Royal Valley, well, their starters figure they might have to play in the fourth quarter here at the state tournament, something they have not had to do in a while and did not have to do in sub-state play last week. The Panthers breezed by Jeff West and Marysville and beat Sabetha 54-23 on Saturday night at Silver Lake. Royal Valley had built a 30-plus point lead in all three of those games in the third quarter, had a running clock, and set their starters through the fourth quarter last week. One loss this season, that came after a 15-0 start, a one-point loss to Big 7 and county foe Holton, but the Panthers have won seven straight since that one loss coming into the state tournament here in Hutchinson today. Should be a fun one. Royal Valley, the top seed, will be the home team taking on the Girard Trojans as high school state tournament basketball is on the air. We're streaming worldwide, free online at mscsports.net. Click to hear our live audio free worldwide by clicking Listen Live and selecting KNZA. We're going to take a timeout. Thanks some of our state sponsors. And when we come back, we'll be joined by Royal Valley head boys basketball coach Chris Brown. That's what's on tap prior to a 2 o'clock tip-off here in Hutchinson on FM 103.9 KNZA.
KNZA.
Break.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights, the right agents with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind and call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
Holton Community Hospital Home Health and Hospice is your local choice for home health, serving neighbors, friends, and family for more than 26 years. Holton Community Hospital Home Health and Hospice offers skilled nursing, physical, occupational, and speech therapy, as well as social services. If you're recovering from surgery, illness, or living with an ongoing medical condition, the team of local, skilled medical professionals will help you regain your independence and make a smooth transition to home care. So count on care close to home with Home Health and Hospice from Holton Community Hospital.
Oh my God, Becky, look at those tires. They are so bad. I bet she thinks she can't afford them. But you know, I bet she hasn't called Wilson Tire. With multiple forms of financing and competitive pricing, they are sure to get your car on a safe set of tires without breaking the bank. So what are you waiting for? Give Matt and Terry a call at 785-362-8473 or check them out online at wilsontireks.com. When selection and service matter, call Wilson Tire.
103.9 FM, KNZ.
Experience, you can trust the dependability of Hoyt Pallet Recycling.
Attention, healthcare workers. Is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Holton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in two locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower-paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Holton. Our family caring for yours.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back to the Hutchinson Sports Arena. Getting set for Class 3A State Boys Basketball. Royal Valley Panthers to open it up against Girard here this afternoon. Apologize not being able to get the Chris Brown interview on the air. Just kind of give you a recap of the conversation that I had with the coach. Obviously, very ecstatic. Talked about his team playing some of their best basketball of the season last week in sub-state as they really dominated all their opponents. When asked about coming to the state tournament, obviously, I think that's kind of the biggest concern. I think Coach Brown believes that if his team just shows up and plays ball like they have all season, they can compete with anybody and beat anybody. But it's all about maybe a different venue, a new atmosphere, a little bit different experience being at a state tournament and in a Hutchinson Sports Arena, and just some of those extra little nerves and behind-the-scenes things that go in to being able to try to focus and relax and just play basketball like this Panther team has throughout the year. We asked Coach about the Girard Trojans, and he broke it down by saying, we got to stop their point guard. That is Bram Bourne, the 6-foot senior for Girard, who leads the team averaging 18 points per game. Coach Brown talked about the Girard guard being very quick and a great free throw shooter, and he said, we have to stop his ability to penetrate our 1-3-1 zone defense and get to the rim. So that is one of the matchups that Royal Valley will contend with. The Panthers do have a bit of a size advantage here in this matchup today. For Girard, they have 5 losses, but 2 of them are to Galena, who's in this state bracket. 2 of them are to Frontenac, and as mentioned, most of them came during the middle of the season for the Trojans, who are 16 wins and 5 losses coming in here today against the 22-1 Royal Valley Panther boys, who are looking to make history with their first state tournament victory in boys basketball here today in Hutchinson. I know we got a lot of breaks, a lot of great sponsors making our live broadcast possible here today, so we're going to slip in one more quick time out, and then we'll come back and tip it off. Actually, let's give you the starters real quick. For Girard, they'll be the visitors in their maroon and gold. Their starters are Bram Bourne, as mentioned, a 6-foot senior. In the backcourt with Alex Kester, a 6-foot junior, and 5'9 senior guard Quinn O'Rand. At the forward spot, it's Luke Nigaman, a 6'3 junior for Girard, and 6'2 senior Brecken Troike rounds out their starting lineup. For Royal Valley, same starting lineup that it's been all season long. Jake Kelly, the 5'11 senior, with 4 other seniors that all average double points per game for the Panthers. Knox Wawesik, a 6'5 senior. Also Mason Thomas, a 6'5 senior. Brady Klotz, a 6'6 senior. And KJ Miller, a 6'5 senior for the Panthers. So it's Royal Valley and Girard. It's coming up next as we'll tip off the 3A State Boys Basketball Tournament here in Hutch on your local sports authority, 103.9 FM, KNZA.
The tradition of strength and care, Mercer Funeral Home.
Making the right choice is simple. This is Caleb Smith, funeral director at Mercer Funeral Home. Over the past 6 years, I've helped make tough times a little easier for families across Northeast Kansas. Visit Mercer Funeral Home in Holden or Valley Falls for more information about our personalized monuments and how to plan ahead. The right choice since 1934.
Mercer Funeral Home, for life well remembered.
In Holden or Valley Falls.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Girard and Royal Valley have taken the floor, and we're set for high school state basketball. 6 local teams that we're covering here over the next couple of days in the opening round. But Royal Valley is the only Big 7 league team in the state tournament this year, and the only local team here at Class 3A in Hutchinson. Set to tip it off, Girard will have Luke Nigaman into the centered circle against Brady Klotz of Royal Valley. Hope you enjoy it live from Hutch here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Ball in the air, the Trojans win it. And Girard will go right to left on your radio dial as Bram Bourne sets up the offense. Their senior point guard, 18 points per game. Troike now back to Bram as Royal Valley comes out in their patented 1-3-1 zone defense. Here's a fake three by Bourne. Now he gets the kick out and sends it to the left wing to O'Rand in the near corner. 3 ball put up and missed. Offensive board put back, no good, and rebounded by the Panthers. Troike had it off after the Alex Kester 3-point miss in the near corner. So a couple shots for Girard, but no points. And now the Panthers in their home whites with the purple numerals and letters get the half-court offense set up for the first time. Miller, high post, out to Klotz, and now Wawesik on the right wing. Knox has been scoring at will here as of lately, especially the last couple weeks, had 28 and 26 in sub-state games in just 3 quarters. Kelly on the far side, into Miller. KJ back to the basket, now Klotz, top of the key, it's a long 2, no good, rebounded by Girard. 1-and-done for the Panthers, both teams empty on their opening possession. 1 minute gone by here in 3A at the Hutchinson Sports Arena. Quinn O'Rand is one of 4 seniors on this Girard boys basketball team. Gets it to Troike, who missed baseline, a collision with Miller, and the ball goes out of bounds. They say it was touched by KJ. 6:44 left here in the first quarter. Girard underneath their own goal. It'll be Bourne to trigger it in. Bourne looking left, finds Kester, now top of the key to O'Rand. Over on the right wing, Nigaman steps up top to get it. Now Bourne gets it back while Wawesik is defending him. Panthers have done man-to-man. They went a little man there on the inbound, and they got Knox Wawesik against Bourne. Great matchup of 2 guys averaging over 18 points per game. Here's a drive and a layup missed by O'Rand. And we've got a loose ball out of bounds, last touched by Brady Klotz. So the Trojans continue to get multiple offensive opportunities here. They'll have the basketball underneath their own goal. Game still tied at zero, looking for the first points. Inbound to Arand on the left wing. Now Nigeman flips it across to the far side to Bourne. Bourne wants to attack, shoots over Miller, who came to help. That missed. A follow shot, no, but a foul. And that is three offensive rebounds already for Girard. This one by Luke Nigeman, who will head to the foul line, the leading rebounder. Seven boards to go along with 11 points per game. Luca Jr. heading to the stripe here to shoot two. First free throw is no good. The foul was against Wawasek of Royal Valley, our first foul of the game. We remain scoreless with 6 minutes and 14 seconds on the clock here in the opening quarter. Nigeman with his second free throw. This one is good. First point of the game belongs to the Trojans from the CNC League down in southeast Kansas. Wawasek will walk it ahead. Kester will pick him up. Girard going to try to defend the Panthers man-to-man. Thomas takes off. Scoop shot. Layup good. Mason Thomas with the first field goal. A bucket for the 6'5 senior Thomas, who flies under the radar a bit at times but averages 12 points per game. Here's an up-and-under move. Missed on the drive by Troike. And a jump ball this time trying to get the rebound. Panthers will have the possession with 5:48 to go and a 2-1 lead here for Royal Valley. Great attack there by Mason Thomas, left of the lane on the previous trip up the floor, while Wesley looking over to the bench. No call from Coach Chris Brown. They'll run the standard offense here as Knox pulls up for three and swish to them there. Knox, while Wesley, his 30th three-point basket of the season. And the Panthers lead 5-1 just like that. Here's a deflection by Klotz. Girard gets it back. Way while Wesley was flying to the other end, wanting to dunk something and get this crowd fired up with a big purple fan base across the gymnasium floor. No look to the baseline, and a foul as Brickin Troike took a nice pass from Bram Bourne and will head to the line to shoot two more foul shots here for the Trojans. Foul number two against Royal Valley. Personal number one against Jake Kelly. Brickin Troike, 6'2 senior. First free throw, splash. 5:14 to go here in the opening quarter. Good to see Wawasek make his first shot of the night. Leads the Panthers in scoring, rebounding, assist, and steals per game. As Troike hits both free throws, and now our initial substitution of the day, it'll be Girard's Gage Davenport. 6'2 senior off the bench for Coach Rod Westcott. And Royal Valley's lead is 2 points now at 5-3. Girard stays man. Miller gets it up top, wants to drive. He kicks it over to Kelly, now gets it back. Miller turns to face the basket, and they call him for the travel. Turnover against Royal Valley. First one of the game. Girard will get it back as the Panthers keep their five starters out on the floor here in Hutch. We're under 5 minutes to play in the first quarter. Kester gets it up top to Bourne, drives and kicks. Now they reverse it to Arand. He comes left side with it to Kester, and now Davenport, who just checked in. One guy on the inside, that's Nigeman, kind of a four-guard out around the perimeter set here for the Trojans. To the right wing, here's a three by Orand. It's in and out, rebounded by K.J. Miller. Miller leads Royal Valley in blocked shots, right there with Wawasek at 7 rebounds a game as well. And we have an official's timeout. Something is wrong with Gage Davenport, the player that came in off the bench for Girard. And it looks like he's got blood on his face or something, so they're over cleaning him up at the end of the Girard bench as the Trojans have to make their second substitution and now bring in Tommy McDowell. He's a 6'5 junior, so McDowell with a little more size out there, but the official stop play. It's a little blood above the eye, it looks like, of Gage Davenport. Panthers have it. They lead 5-3. Wawasek pulls up at the elbow. Swished it in again. Knox with 5 points in a row here for the Panthers. That time was looking to drive and pulled up from the elbow. Hit it. It's 7-3 Royal Valley. Midway point of the first quarter in the lane. Here's Bourne off the glass, and he's fouled. So Girard going to shoot their 5th and 6th free throws of the afternoon. This is foul number 3 against Royal Valley. And that'll bring Trayson Murata off the bench and into the game for Coach Chris Brown and the Panthers, because this is personal number 2 against Jake Kelly. Free throw good for Bourne. And Gerard's now made 4 out of 5 free throws today. Kelly goes out with 2 fouls, and Murata is in for the first time. Panthers' lead is 3. Second free throw for Bourne is off the back lip. Good positioning there by Klotz, able to keep Gerard away from that loose ball and into the hands of Wawasik. Here comes Royal Valley moving left to right. Boggs, the school record holder in points and assists, and he's fouled here. It's the first one against Gerard. A little hand check whistle going against Quinn O'Rand. And the Panthers will keep the ball here in the half court with 3:42 to go, opening quarter. Early game of the day, typically the one that takes a little longer to get some energy flowing through the arena. Crowd will continue to grow as the day goes on. Murata on the right wing to Miller. Panthers left early this morning to get down here to Hutchinson. Wawasik spins, now on the baseline. Underneath, gets it to Murata, left wing, a triple, it's missed. Tipped by Thomas, but Gerard comes away with it. Here's Bourne, quickly to the offensive end, but without numbers, 1-on-3. He'll pull up from 15. It's an air ball, rebounded by Royal Valley. K.J. Miller has it. Well, if the Panthers can turn this into an up-and-down, faster-paced game, it would bode well to the Panther advantage. Under 3 to go. Here's a triple. Thomas missed it. Rebounded by Niggemann for Gerard. At half court, here's Bourne. Bourne goes around Thomas. He goes into the lane. He's stripped. Wawasik has it for Royal Valley. 2-on-2 with Klotz. Little stop and go. And a missed shot off the window. But a foul will put Wawasik at the line to shoot 2. First 2 free throws for the Panthers coming up. Wawasik making him at a 60% rate this season, and that average has been climbing lately. He was 9 of 11 in the semis against Marysville and shot well at the line in the championship game over Sabetha Saturday. Free throw rattles in for Wawasik. Quinn O'Rand, by the way, picked up his second personal foul, so he checks out. Aiden Damon, a 6'2 junior, is in for Gerard. They brought 3 guys in off their bench already, and Coach Rod Westcott says getting a little warm in here. Takes off his jacket, tosses it aside. Well, Wessex's second free throw is good. 9-4 Royal Valley, and we get a timeout taken by Coach Westcott and the Trojans. Royal Valley's biggest lead now up a handful here with 2:46 to go in quarter number one. Our timeout's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, just west of Whiting, the perfect timeout snack. Visit them online at popcorngifts.net. We're coming back in 30 seconds here, live from Hutch. It's 3A State Basketball on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Riley Electric is a family-owned and operated business located in Holton since 1945, and they're your local Briggs & Stratton dealer. They provide services to residential, rural, and commercial customers throughout Northeast Kansas. Riley Electric also provides underground services, maintenance, remodel, and service upgrades and additions. Call Byron at 785-364-2821 or visit RileyElectricKS.com to check out their photo gallery of previous work and generator installations. Riley Electric of Holton, your local Briggs and Stratton dealer.
Kansaland Radio.
Hi, this is Diamond.
Justin Flipback with you here in Hutchinson, Royal Valley, with a 9-4 lead out of the gate. Gerard's gotten a few offensive rebounds, and the Panthers have 3 fouls. But Royal Valley leading it by 5 as we resume play, and the Trojans have the basketball here. Moving right to left. Royal Valley, the same 5 coming out of the timeout as they went into it with. It's Trace and Murata at the bottom of the 1-3-1 zone, while Wessick up top, Miller in the middle, Thomas and Klotz on the wings. Gerard looking over this zone. Kester now looks down, though. They flip it in the near corner, a 3 by Danum. That's no good. Rebound high to Wawasik. Wawasik has 7 of the 9 points for Royal Valley. Made 2 free throws a moment ago. Thought about pulling up there. Over to Miller, the lefty. Now into Klotz at the elbow. Back out to Murata. Wawasik posted up down, though, against Alex Kester. Now he gets it, steps back, 3-pointer off the back iron. Rebounded by Troike. So the first miss for Wawasik. Panthers still lead by 5. And now Wawasik trying to get a strip as Bourne drove the lane. And it's out of bounds off Royal Valley. Minute 56 to go here in the quarter. Davenport starter is back in for the Trojans. Davenport went out earlier. He came in for just a few seconds and then had some blood they had to get taken care of over on the sideline, but now he's back onto the floor. Kester playing catch-up top with Troike. Panthers love to get deflections. Very athletic, aggressive, and a lot of length to this 1-3-1. Here's an off-balance shot at the right elbow, missed by Bourne, as the rebound controlled by Klotz. He'll get it to Thomas, into the half court from left to right. Minute 25 to go. A triple by Miller, it's no good. And the rebound to the Trojans. Still 9-4, Royal Valley. Pass ahead to Troike. Girard has made no field goals yet in this game. They've hit 4 of 6 free throws so far. Troike out to Kester, near side, a triple by Danum is good. Damon hits the three-point basket. There's the field goal for the Trojans. And they call that a long two, not a three, so it's 9-7. Thomas inside to Klotz. Cross to Murata, up top to Wawestek, quickly into Miller. Quick ball movement here by the Panthers. Now Thomas on the near side, Klotz drives baseline, cut off there, 40 seconds left here in the quarter. Back to Wawestek, the Panthers lead by 2. Underneath, pass intended for Miller, but knocked away. Klotz right idea there, but a second late with the pass. Now Girard up the court, and they lose it. Bourne is stripped of the basketball. Back-to-back turnovers, 2 on each club, and the Panthers have it with 20 seconds remaining. Thomas spins, tried to go up, it's stripped and out of bounds. I think it was off Girard, and it was. Royal Valley will now have 17 seconds. They'll bring in for the first time Daniel Coleman, 6'3 junior for Royal Valley. Also Jake Kelly with 2 fouls is back in as Klotz gets a little extended rest here at the end of the first quarter. Murata back to the bench as well. Panthers inbound on their offensive end. Thomas down low to Miller. Heavy traffic around him and a push foul. It's the 3rd foul against Girard. This one not shooting, and the Panthers will now inbound with 14 seconds to go here in the opening quarter. Nothing flashy so far. And the pass stolen away by Bourne. He's going to be up the court for a right side layup. It's good. Bad pass by the Panthers. Bourne capitalizes. We're tied 9-9. Wawestek into the half court. 3 seconds to go. Knox gets a shot up, leaning in. It's no good at the buzzer. And we're tied 9-9 at the end of the first quarter. So a late mistake there by Royal Valley. Inbounding underneath their own basket. They threw it up top. And an athletic tip by Bourne, who beat Thomas to the ball and got the layup. We're knotted at 9 apiece. 8 minutes in the books. We head to a second quarter after a full 1 minute timeout here on FM 103.9 KNZA.
Jaeger Insurance Agency in Holton is an independent and trust choice agency located at 307 Montana Avenue. Marcia offers all types of insurance and goes above and beyond to be your trusted agent, finding the best policies at the best prices. Call Jaeger Insurance in Holton at 364-0124.
Hi, this is Diamond Dan for Diamonds by Design Jewelry Stores. Diamonds by Design is a full-service jewelry store with a variety of fine jewelry to fit every budget. Come in and let Marcia and her staff help to make your special occasion even more special. Diamonds by Design, locally owned and operated for over 15 years, and we specialize in custom design jewelry with a full-time designer in-house and computer software that lets you build your very own custom design jewelry. Come see Diamonds by Design at 21st and Wanamaker in Topeka.
3.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back to the Hutchinson Sports Arena. Class 3A state basketball. Rough shooting first quarter for both teams. Girard made just 2 of 11 shots. That's 18%. Royal Valley wasn't a whole lot better. The Panthers made 3 out of 9 attempts for 33%. But we're all tied up 9-9 as Girard had a rebound and advantage. Here's a alley-oop for Girard. Thomas almost intercepted it. Now the Trojans get it back and they'll set up half-court offense to begin this second quarter. Touched from behind by Thomas. Loose on the floor. Picked up by Miller. That's the 3rd turnover against Girard. Royal Valley has 3 turnovers as well. Wawestek. Coleman. Down low. Klotz. Power dribble. Lost the handle. Dives on the floor to keep it alive. A dog pile now with multiple players on the deck for both teams. total of five guys on the floor there, and the jump ball will give possession Stain with Royal Valley. While Wessick, Miller, Klotz, Thomas, and Coleman will trigger it in here for the Panthers, who led 9-5. While Wessick has seven of their points. Inbounds to Thomas, a three-point shot, no good, and the Panthers from three-point land are now 1-for-6 in this game. Out of bounds to Girard, the Trojans will have a chance to take the lead. Four fouls on Royal Valley, three of them against Girard. One player for each team with two personals. O'Rand for the Trojans and Jake Kelly on the bench with two fouls for Royal Valley. O'Rand will set it up. He's in there with two fouls here for the Trojans. With Kester, Troike, Bourne, and Nigaman on the floor as well for Coach Westcott here to begin the second quarter for the Trojans. Almost a minute of it gone by. Still tied at 9. Panthers in their 1-3-1. Troike out for a triple. Right side Kester. It's in and out. No good. Rebounded by K.J. Miller. Great article this week about K.J. Miller not just playing high school basketball, but competing in men's volleyball in Kansas City. And softball as well. Been doing some traveling and competing in multiple sports. Staying awful busy in a little turnaround hook shot here by K.J. Miller. He drew the foul and it was on the floor. And this foul is on Troike, and that's his second. So four fouls against the Trojans, but two each on Troike and O'Rand. Coleman will throw it in here for Royal Valley. Game still tied at 9. Inbounds to Miller. Back to Thomas. Royal Valley struggling a bit from the perimeter. Thomas pulls up a guarded 2. Not much offense there. And the Trojans come away with the board. Here's O'Rand. Keeper Royal Valley, not to do too much. Don't force anything. Just relax, play basketball like you've done not only this season and not only in high school, but really for these guys their entire lives. These are guys that live, breathe, eat a lot of basketball. Baseline jumper good. Girard's got the lead. It's their leader, Bram Bourne, knocking in the baseline J from 12. 6 minutes to go now in the first half. Girard 11, Royal Valley 9. They look to trap Wawasik. Picks up his dribble, gets it to Thomas. Skip pass nearly stolen. Coleman, though, gets it back. Left of the lane, it's Klotz. Feeds Miller coming to the basket. KJ now turns, looks underneath. Thomas double team. Shot put up. It's no good. Rebound Miller knocked out of his hands, but a foul against Girard. As now the Panthers have been able to get on the offensive glass here a couple times. And KJ Miller has 5 rebounds already here in this game. The foul is against Bourne. That is his first. And for Girard, it's team foul number 5. Inbounds pass nearly stolen again by Girard. It didn't look like Royal Valley was quite ready for that inbounds pass. A lob back to Wawasa, who, as he turned, saw the ball going by. But he saves it in the half court. This pass underneath, knocked away as Thomas tried to hit Miller coming across the lane. Girard going to go 2-3 zone on the inbound for Royal Valley here under their own basket. Panthers down 2. Thomas gets it back out to Coleman. Wawasik touch pass to Miller at the high post. Out to Thomas. Mason scored early on a driving layup. Here's a Klotz 3. It's off the rim. No good. Coleman fights to get the rebound. Another offensive board for Royal Valley. And a 3 by Wawasik. That's no good from the college line. And now an over the back. And it's against Girard as Miller at inside board position down low. So the over-the-back foul on the defensive team, Girard, and that is team foul number 6. So Royal Valley going to be in the bonus the rest of this half. Gage Davenport just picked up his first personal. Now Girard steals the inbound. Man, Royal Valley's inbounds plays have not been good at all. That's 4 turnovers on the Panthers. Almost lost another one or two. Just a little lackadaisical inbounding. It seems like Royal Valley maybe just trying to do a little bit too much, too quick, maybe thinking a little bit too much out there. Lots of time to go. 5 minutes left here in the second quarter. Panthers down 2. Girard will spread it out. Playing catch on the wing. Now a triple by O'Rand, and it's short. And another foul underneath. Battling for rebounding position. This one's against Royal Valley. Foul charge to Mason Thomas. Trayson Murata in. Coleman goes out. Thomas picks up his first personal. Team foul number 5. On Royal Valley. Aiden Damon back in. He has the only 3-pointer of the game for the Trojans. Set to inbound on the right side of the goal, and it goes all the way to the backcourt. Now they'll set up offense with Davenport near side to Bourne. Knox gives him a little bit of room on the perimeter. Skip pass over to Kester. Four players have scored for Girard, just two for Royal Valley, but no points for the Panthers here in the second quarter. They're tied at nine, and they didn't score much late in that first quarter as well. Here's a tough shot by Nigaman, no good, tipped by Quats, and Brady able to reel in the rebound. Royal Valley looking for some offense, a team that averages over 60 points per game. Well, Wessex stop and go, tough shot off the window, no good. Wanted some contact foul there and didn't get it. Panthers slow getting back. Here's a pull-up jumper at the elbow. Bourne, no, but he was fouled from behind. And Bourne going to get back to the charity stripe for a pair. Foul number six on Royal Valley. First on Brady Klotz. Coach Chris Brown is going to take a timeout here. Not too happy at the moment. 4:08 to go till the break. It's Girard 11-9 over Royal Valley. We're back in half a minute here on KNZA.
Belleville Law Office is located on the south side of
been helping customers with all their fuel and tire needs in Hoyt, offering unleaded gasoline, diesel, and dyed diesel, plus new and used tires and tire repair, all with friendly local service. Open Monday through Saturday. Visit Stitham Service and Tires in Hoyt.
Kansaland Radio.
Justin Flipback with you here at the Hutchinson Sports Arena. A 2-0 second quarter. Girard leading and going to get a couple free throws here with 4:08. And now, while Wessex trying to be a leader, talking to his team out of the timeout, trying to fire him up a little bit, while Wessex keeps kind of holding his hands out, saying, "Hey, we good? We going to do this? Let's turn it on here." And you know, it doesn't take much for this Panther team to get rolling, but they haven't quite found that extra gear yet or that energy level as Bourne hits the first of two free throws. He's got all 3 points for the Trojans here in the second quarter. Girard with their eighth free throw attempt of this first half, and that one's good. They've hit 6 of 8. Bourne with 4 free throws himself, a 7-point game, and now the big lead of 4 points for the Trojans. 13-9, Girard ahead as they come to double-team Wawusik. He gets rid of it to Miller. Miller dribbles up top. Now Wawusik at the foul line. Feeds Klotz. Power dribble. Left block. Banks it in. Boy, more shots like that would be great as Klotz scores for the first time. Panthers able to work it. Nice little high-low and get a high percentage jumper there by Brady Klotz. First points for Royal Valley in the second quarter. Come with 3:45 to go in it. Panthers trying to pick up the defensive pressure now on the perimeters. Bourne drives right side of the lane, flips it in the corner, gets the pass back from Davenport. He goes, glides, shoots, layup, no good. Kind of a flick, underhanded scoop shot that time by Bourne, and it wouldn't fall. 3:20 to go here in the second quarter. Panthers down by two. Wessex gets the screen from Miller. And now a foul and a hand check as trying to keep up and contend with him there is Aiden Troike. That'll be his first personal foul. Girard showcasing their bench. They've played 9 guys already here in the first half. Coach Westcott pulling Aiden Troike, the sophomore, out of the game, is now into the bonus, and Royal Valley to the foul line. Here's Wawusik for a front end 1-1. Free throw good. Wawusik is 3-for-3 at the line. He's got 8 of the 12 points for Royal Valley and now looks to tie this game if he can make free throw number 2. The foul was against Aiden Troike. Both teams in the bonus now for the final 3 minutes 11 seconds. Next free throw is good. Wawusik continues to shoot well at the charity stripe, and now at the 9-point half, the game is tied at 13. The 4-point lead for Girard was short-lived. Panther pep section. Their band here trying to support them. They're at the offensive end of the court for Girard here in this first half. Arand over on the right side to Brecken Troike. Wasted his dribble. Now they get it back to Bourne. Near side, McDowell thought about a 3. to Bourne. Bourne drives, steps, feeds it on the left block. Almost tripped there was McDowell. Now he gets it back out to Troike. A three ball is good. Brecken Troike. Second triple of the game for the Trojans. And Coach Westcott says, let's go find him here. Match up, and they look to trap as the ball comes to Murata. Quickly into Klotz. Now a skip pass over to Thomas. Klotz flashes to the high post, gets it, and he's fouled, and will have a 1-1. Free throw shooting is certainly a strength for Royal Valley. Klotz over 70% this year at the line. Going to get his first two of the game after foul number three on Quinn Orand. So one of the seniors for Girard just picked up a third foul as he goes to the bench. Klotz front end free throw rattles home. 3 points now for Brady Klotz. It was foul number eight against Girard here in the first half. Klotz's second free throw, perfect. It's a one-point game. Panthers trailing 16-15 here late in the first half. Alex Kester enters in their 1-3-1, but while Wesley kind of fading, shading over towards Bourne, who hangs out on the right side of the court. Now into the high post, Troike kicks it up top to Kester. Kester back to Bourne. Almost just sagged into more of a 2-3 look for the Panthers. Bourne cuts into the lane, got a nice pass, but couldn't finish the shot. He wanted a foul, didn't get it. Layup a little too strong again off the window by Bram Bourne. Here's Wawasik out to Murata. Minute and a half to go in this second quarter. Murata to Thomas, ready to shoot. Three-pointer left wing. That's still no good. Royal Valley continues to struggle from the perimeter. Now just 1 of 9 from outside. They trail by one. Pass goes to McDowell to the far corner. Another three-pointer for the Trojans. This is no good. Rebounded by Royal Valley. That shot was missed by Aiden Damon. Here's Wawasik in transition. Little stop and go. Tough one-handed right-hand flick. No good off the glass. And a foul against Thomas trying to get the rebound. Mason Thomas will pick up his second personal foul. And Girard will go to the other end for a 1-1. As Thomas joins Kelly with two personals each, but that's team foul number 7 on the Panthers. 66 seconds left here in the half. Luke Niggemann returning to the Trojan lineup. So last year, your boys' 3A state champion was Heston. They're back, probably along with Royal Valley, one of the favorites here in this field. As the 1-1 for Alex Kester is missed short, and Klotz with the rebound. Panthers down one. Last year, Galena in the state championship, or Heston in the state championship game, defeated Galena. Both those teams are back this year. In third place was Hayes TMP. They're back this year as well. Here's a basket underneath. KJ Miller, his first points of the game. They finally get it to the big guy down low. And when the Panthers have been able to get it down close to the basket, they've not missed many of those shots, but struggling from the perimeter, struggling on driving. Now they lead 17-16 as Royal Valley. 30 seconds left to go here in the half. Bourne near side to the low post. That's McDowell. Back to Damon, and now over to Bourne. He fakes the three, splits two Panthers, hands the ball off to Niggemann, who lost the handle, trying to get it back, and a foul against Royal Valley. I think this one's on Brady Klotz, and that'll be his second foul as well. So Klotz would join Thomas and Kelly with two personals each. And another 1-1 free throw opportunity here for the Trojans, who missed the front end a moment ago. Now 6 of 9 from the free throw line is Girard. Indeed, it is Klotz picking up the second personal foul. 20 seconds left here till the break. Royal Valley leading by one. It's Luke Niggemann at the line, who's 1 for 2 so far in this game. He has 1 point, bends the knees, flicks the wrist, pumps it in. Niggemann will get the bonus and try to give Girard the lead. Loser of this game, of course, ends their season. The winner of this game in Friday's 2 p.m. semifinal. If you win this one, you're off tomorrow and back at 2 p.m. on Friday here in Hutch. Second free throw, no good. Panthers with a chance to take the lead here heading into the locker room. Wawasik will walk it across half court with 12 seconds to go. Gets two screens from Klotz and Miller. Drives all the way to the basket and is fouled. His shot hit the front of the rim, but Nog's going to get a couple free throws here with 8 seconds to go. And Coach Brown going to get somebody out that has a couple fouls, probably Klotz, as Daniel Coleman heads to the scorer's table. Wawasik 4 for 4 at the line. He's going to get two shots here. looking for double digits, and he's got it. Point number 10 in this first half for Knox. Had three dunks all in the second quarter against Sabatha Saturday night. That was the second on Davenport. Both free throws good by Wawasik. So Royal Valley is 8-for-8 from the free throw line. As Klotz goes out, the Panthers lead 19-17. Wawasik will come with a little full court pressure, try to slow down Gerard, but they quickly get it up the court to Bourne. 4 seconds left. He passes it to the right side. A three-pointer is missed by Nigeman at the buzzer, and that will take us to the break. Our halftime score, Royal Valley 19 and Gerard 17. Not really what you define as a pretty first half for either club. Both struggling shooting the basketball a bit. We were tied at 9 at the end of one quarter, and it's the Panthers up by 2 points here at the break. Our halftime show brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway K-16. We're back with first half stats, analysis, and more on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Want to know what's awesome?
Those kicking new tires on your truck?
Yeah, and look at my receipt.
That's all you paid for those tires?
Get out of town.
I did.
Where'd you go?
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
Want to save a bundle on tires? Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, the place to save on tires. If your tire shop doesn't have Direct in the name, you'll pay too much.
There's only one, Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires.
Wilson's DirectTires.com.
Ireland Custom Exhausts has changed our business name to Ice Automotive.
We offer much more than exhaust repair as a full-service automotive shop that works to maintain the overall life of your vehicle, and we treat every customer and vehicle as if it were our own.
Started in the 1950s by my granddad, Marion Wood, our family has provided automotive repair with top-quality work, reasonable prices, and honesty.
At Ice, we look forward to building a long-term relationship with you, local family business.
Ice Automotive, just south of Holton, on Highway 75.
What do you look for and expect in a convenience store? A variety of food and drink options, super clean restrooms, a store easy to get in and out of and spacious inside, friendly and helpful service, some smoking hot deals with great prices on all products including fuel, and maybe even a gift shop with unique or local items.
Hi, this is John at the Prairie Band One Stop, 5 miles south of Holton on Highway 75, and we really do have everything you are looking for in a convenience store.
So whatever you need, and now carrying Prairie Hemp and CBD products too. Make your one stop south of Holton Highway 75.
Belleville Law Office is located on the south side of the Holton Square with two experienced attorneys in Jason and Alex, both from the local area and proud to support our communities and schools. When you need an experienced and passionate lawyer on your side, call Jason or Alex at Belleville Law Office in downtown Holton.
Since 1998, Stitham Service and Tire Repair has been helping customers with all their fuel and tire needs in Hoyt, offering unleaded gasoline, diesel, and dyed diesel, plus new and used tires and tire repair, all with friendly local service. Open Monday through Saturday. Visit Stitham Service and Tires in Hoyt.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Our halftime score in Hutchinson is Royal Valley 19 and Gerard 17. Neither team led by more than 5 points in this first half. Royal Valley had an early 9-5 lead, but then went on quite the scoring drought as Gerard tied at 9-9 at the end of one quarter. And the Panthers didn't get their first points in the second quarter until over 4 minutes had gone by. Royal Valley able to take a 2-point lead, winning the second quarter 10-8, as they had a 4-point lead again at one point in that second period. Free throws, one big difference is Royal Valley's 8-for-8 at the line, and Gerard just 7-of-11. Here's where both teams are really struggling mightily, and despite struggling, they continue to shoot from the perimeter. But Gerard is 2-for-9 on 3-point shots here in the first half, and Royal Valley is 1-of-10. The Panthers make just 1-of-10 3-point baskets in the first half. They had 4 turnovers. Gerard had 3 turnovers. and foul trouble a bit of an issue as well, as the Panthers have three players with two fouls each. And Girard has a couple players with two fouls, and they have a player with three personals as well. That's why we had a total of 19 free throws attempted in this first half. So a lot of changes probably being made. I guess the defense has, for the most part, played pretty well. The rebounding edge went to Royal Valley, especially in that second quarter. They've got 16 total rebounds to 12 rebounds for Girard here at halftime. But, you know, some adjustments will be made, and Royal Valley was able to find their success on offense when they were able to work the ball to the low block or get it inside at a couple high-low opportunities, and that's where they got a lot of their second quarter points. They only made two field goals in that second quarter, one by Brady Klotz, one at K.J. Miller, but they made 6-for-6 free throws in the second quarter, did Royal Valley. Here's the first half statistics brought to you by NEK Tax Services, located just west of Whiting. The local experienced professionals on your side. Still some appointments available, but don't wait. Call and schedule your tax appointment with NEK Tax Services just west of Whiting. For Royal Valley, Knox Wawasik leads the way. He did make an early three, scored 5 points after Thomas had a layup right out of the gate. Wawasik was 6-for-6 at the line and has 11 points. Brady Klotz has 4 points and two each for Mason Thomas and K.J. Miller. That's it for Royal Valley. For Girard, they had four players score. Bram Bourne with 7 points. Brecken Troike has 5 and 3 for Aiden Damon and 2 points for Luke Nigeman. Again, our halftime score, Royal Valley 19, Girard 17. More of our halftime coming up after we thank some of our state basketball tournament sponsors. We're live from Hutch here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hoyt Pallet Recycling is a family-owned local business that specializes in recycling used pallets into new shippable material. They service all of Northeast Kansas for your business's pallet and crating needs. With more than 20 years' experience, you can trust the dependability of Hoyt Pallet Recycling.
Wegg's Feed and ADM Alliance Nutrition in Holton and Hoyt has the products you need for your livestock operation. From liquid feed to mineral and feed tubs for cattle and horses. Wegg's Feed and ADM Alliance Nutrition in Holton and Hoyt. Proud to support local schools and student athletes.
The Holton Mercantile is your everything and more store in downtown Holton. Formerly Kroger Variety, Holton Mercantile has a great variety of greeting cards, candy, seasonal, and holiday items. Item, gifts, and toys. Plus, they do tuxedo rentals and have an old-fashioned soda fountain. Come shop Holton Mercantile, downtown Holton. Prairie Band One Stop is your one-stop shop along Highway 75 just north of Mayetta. Stop by for fuel or a wide selection of food and drink options featuring PT's coffee and Native American-themed items for sale. Stop by and visit Prairie Band One Stop just north of Mayetta off Highway 75.
KNZA.
Of high school basketball state tournaments going on. Follow the coverage on our always free website at mscsports.net. Currently going on in Dodge City, it's Class 1A, and a tough start for the Troy Trojans, making their first state tournament appearance in 24 years. Olpe is the number one seed. They lead Troy at halftime 27-6. Troy went 0-for-18 from the field. Troy did not make a basket in the first half of that game. Here at halftime in Hutch, it's Royal Valley 19 and Girard 17 in 3A boys. Also coming up later today, it'll be the Valley Heights girls and the Jackson Heights girls, both at the 2A state tournament in Manhattan. Valley Heights plays Berean Academy at 4 p.m. on 92.1. And later tonight, it'll be Jackson Heights at Man Happiness against Smith Center. That from Bramwich Coliseum at 8 p.m. tonight. We'll have the Jackson Heights girls state game right here on 103.9 KNZA. More first-round state basketball tomorrow as the Valley Falls boys play in Manhattan at 6 tomorrow night against Pittsburgh Colgan, and the Centralia girls down in Dodge City, they have a 6 o'clock game against Spearville tomorrow evening as well. Again, you can follow it all online at mscsports.net. Listen live to any of our state broadcasts at mscsports.net. Foul trouble for Royal Valley. Jake Kelly, Brady Klotz, Mason Thomas, they all have two personals. Knoxville Wessick has one. Quinn O'Rand has 3 fouls for Girard, while Gage Davenport and Brecken Troike each have 2 fouls here heading into the third quarter. It was a pretty slow pace of this contest. A lot of missed threes, a lot of 1,000 free throws. We'll see what adjustments were made and start the third quarter after one final timeout here on our halftime show. Again, it's brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, home of the 110% price match guarantee, 7 miles west of Fulton for Wilson Direct. Another one-minute timeout, third quarter straight ahead as the Royal Valley boys lead Girard 19-17 at the break here on KNZA.
This is Cindy Howard, owner of Kellerman Insurance. Being an independent insurance agency means that we can offer you choice with multiple companies that we write for.
This is Christy Dole. We view our community as our family, and we are here to take care of you.
This is Cindy Weiler. Come on in, talk to us, we can discuss what you have and what's important to you, whether it's business or personal. We can help you protect it.
This is Rob Wilson. Your claim process starts with me. We want to walk with you through the process to make sure that you're taken care of when you need us the most.
This is Christy Wilson. Come see us, Kellerman Insurance in Holton. Plan now for peace of mind later.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back with studio engineer Kurt Kilman. Justin Fluck with you, courtside, Hutchinson Sports Arena. On to the third quarter we go. Girard with the basketball. Girard will go left to right on your radio dial here in this second half. In the crimson and gold, the Trojans from the CNC League, a record of 16-5. They've won six games in a row. Have it here against Royal Valley. They trail by two. Starting five on the court for both teams. Panthers, Nahoma, Whites, Wawesick, Miller, Klotz, Thomas, and Kelly. Girard content to work it around the perimeter. Now they find Bourne in the lane. He goes to the basket and missed, but a foul. See who it's on. It might have been from behind there. Trying to get a block from behind was K.J. Miller, or in front it was Kelly. And it's going to be Jake Kelly that picks up the personal. That's number three on Jake Kelly in the act of shooting. So Bram Bourne will head to the line where he made three of four in the first half, and he makes his first one of this third quarter. Bram now with 8 points to lead the Trojans. Robai led by Wawasik with 11. Second free throw. Wicked spin on that release by Bourne, but the free throw is perfect. And we're tied at 19. And a few ties and lead changes already. Full court pressure now by Girard. Panthers break it. Kelly stays in the game with three fouls. Royal Valley got it up the court to the middle to Miller. Now Klotz steps outside on the perimeter right side. He'll have it here with 1 minute gone by in the second half. Wawasik posting up down low against Bourne. Spins and banks it home. Nice move by Nance Wawasik. He's got 13. Neither one of these teams have been able to really get anything going in transition, and of course that's a big part of Royal Valley's game. Some offense from their defense. They only forced three Girard turnovers in that first half. Royal Valley had four turnovers themselves, but without the steals, unable to get much in transition in that first 16 minutes. 21-19, Royal Valley back ahead, and playing a 1-3-1 zone are the Panthers again. Rand to the far corner. Kester looks inside to Bourne. Now in the near corner, Troike, a three. It's no good. Rebound and a foul on Royal Valley. And this one's number three on Mason Thomas. So Mason Thomas joins Jake Kelly with three personals each. Rebounding at times has been a struggle for both teams as Thomas heads to the bench and Daniel Coleman will replace him. Girard has five offensive rebounds, and Royal Valley had four offensive rebounds themselves. But it seemed like more than anything, it led to just some longer half-court possessions or ultimately led to some free throws. Here's a three-pointer by Bourne. They kind of dared him to shoot, left him alone on the perimeter. After a second thought, he let it fire, but he missed it off the front of the rim. Kelly to Miller, back to the trailer. Wawasik will fade away. Swish from 15. Knocks Wawasik with his second straight basket. And the Panthers lead again by four. 15 points for Wawasik with 5:50 to go, third quarter. On the far side, it's Kester. Long skip to Orand. In the near corner, Troike again. And a friendly bounce, a three-point shot for Troike. That hit the iron a couple times, kissed the window, and went on in for Troike. Now it's a transition basket for Brady Klotz. As the pace of the game picks up, Klotz has 6 points. Girard did not get back defensively that time. Klotz, nice finish from the baseline. Now baseline drive by Troike. Out to Orand. Top of the key Bourne. A floater with the left hand is down and good. 11 points for Bram Bourne. 25-24. The Panther lead is one. Nice fake pass by Coleman. He's able to dribble it all the way up. Now skip it over to Kelly. Coleman nearly walked. Miller has it with 5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Panthers by one. While Wessick posting it up. Double team. Here comes help defense by Bourne, who gets the steal. Royal Valley with the fifth turnover. Bourne up the court. Now the float to the left block. Troike shot rejected by Klotz. And it's out of bounds to Girard. Panthers were a little bit slow getting up the court that time. Hasn't been an up and down game, but Royal Valley just looks a little bit tired here at times here in this state opening round contest. A three in the far corner. This one hit the rim twice, but wouldn't go for Bourne and the Trojans as the Panther lead remains one. 4.5 minutes left in this third quarter. Klotz up top with the basketball here against Girard's man-to-man defense. Both teams mixed it up a little bit in that first half defensively. Miller flashes up top to get it. Dribbles with his back to the basket. Now out to Kelly. Coleman's got it. Back inside to Miller. Double team. Stripped and lost it again. Here comes Girard. Weaving his way up the court is Nigaman. Nice pass to the left side and a block, but a foul from behind. It's on Brady Klotz, and that's his third personal. The Royal Valley's foul trouble starting to become serious as Klotz and Thomas and Kelly all have 3 personal fouls. Klotz had a lot of ball up top, but bit out of position, and this first free throw won't go for Bourne. Klotz is going to go out with his 3 fouls as Mason Thomas checks back in with his. Bourne has another chance to tie this game up. All 3 fouls in the third quarter are against Royal Valley. Second free throw, short, rebounded by Miller. So chances to tie or take the lead, and the Trojans can't capitalize that time. 25-24, Royal Valley. They were up 2 at halftime. We were tied at 9 after one quarter. While Wessick fouled. Huggs just trying to work his way to the basket that time with the dribble. The first foul on Girard this half is on Alex Kester. That's his second. So Kester, one of 4 players that now have at least 2 fouls for the Trojans. Kelly to trigger it in. Royal Valley struggled on those inbounds plays. Get this one to Miller, who hands it back to Wessick. Bourne fights through the screen to come guard him. Now Miller down, though. There's a nice steal and an easy basket. They whistled a timeout, but Coach Brown says, no, 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 I didn't want a timeout. I don't know what he said. He said it's about time. That's what he said. About time as they feed K.J. Miller. He had his man sealed there on the low block. An easy turn and basket for K.J. Miller for just the second time today. So no timeout. We'll keep going with 3:45 left here in the third. Royal Valley now ahead 27-24. About time is what Coach Brown said, not timeout. Coach Brown won a boys basketball championship with Jackson Heights during his 8 years there. Love to bring one to the Panther Nation. On the near side, this is Aiden Damon, who just checked back in. Troike, a 3-pointer in the far corner, and it rattles home. Couple 3-pointers for Troike here in this second half. He's now in double digits with 10 points in this game, and we're tied again at 27. While Wessick sending Thomas away, they double-team Knox. He keeps the dribble, comes to the near side of the court, trap him again, high post, Miller up top to Thomas, hesitates, shoots, 3-ball, no good off the back iron, loose ball picked up by Miller. It was off the knee of a Girard Trojan Davenport, and now Royal Valley finds Coleman on the baseline. He'll flip it back on the wing, now up top, Knox, 3, yes! Knox Wawasik, his second triple and second chance points as the Panthers retake the lead. In the corner, here's the answer for Girard, and that's good on a 3-pointer by Aiden Damon. his second three-point basket. And it's 30-30 as the two teams begin to find some rhythm on offense. A little confidence shooting the basketball. Skip, Wawasik again. Boom! Knocks Wawasik with another triple. He's got 21. Now neither team can miss as the Panthers take a 33-30 lead. Kester, Panthers picking up the D, and there's a tip out of bounds by Jake Kelly. Little intensity on the defensive end. So you make a couple of shots, you get fired up on the other side, and now we've got a timeout, and this one will be taken by Trojan head coach Rod Westcott. Royal Valley with an 11-point third quarter now. Excuse me, a 21-point third quarter, and a lot of those coming from Wawasik, who scored 10 points himself already here since halftime. We'll take the break, presented by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. We're back to Hutch with 2:06 left, third quarter, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Denison State Bank is an expert in supporting local farmers and agribusiness with their livestock.
Kansaland Radio.
We're having some problems yesterday and today. We, of course, switched over to a whole new computer system, a whole new operating system a couple weeks ago. It's continued to give us a lot of troubles, and today the thing is moving slower than molasses, so we apologize for some of the choppiness to this broadcast here today as we continue to have some issues with our brand new computer operating system at the radio station, but we'll try to get through it. We appreciate your patience. We've got all the live play-by-play for you here in Hutch. Gerard missing a basket there out of the timeout. Royal Valley trying to keep it rolling. They're ahead 33-30 here in the third quarter with a minute 35 to go. Thomas to the baseline. Klotz. Klotz dribbles between the legs. Signed to play baseball at Northwest Missouri State. Tough turnaround. Thomas from eight. He missed it. Rebounded by the Trojans. Big third quarter for Nogs Wawasik. He scored all but two baskets for the Panthers here this frame. There's a pass to Nigaman on the baseline, and it rolls in. Tough reverse layup. And the basket good for the Trojans. Pulls them within a point with 1 minute to go here in the third quarter. Not your typical number one versus number eight seed, but you get to the state tournament, records really don't matter. Everybody's really good. They won at least three last week to get to state, and now a foul as Brady Klotz moving baseline will head to the charity stripe to shoot two. Brady Klotz has 6 points in this game for the Panthers. Klotz 2-for-2 at the line. This foul is on Tommy McDowell of Girard, his first personal, and Klotz cans the free throw. Short breather for K.J. Miller, but he's back in as Royal Valley gets ready to play defense. They put Mason Thomas over on the bench with his three fouls. Klotz and Kelly each with three fouls as well. Klotz with the next free throw. That's good, and he's going to come out as well as he sets with 8 points but three fouls and just 49 seconds left here in the third quarter. 35-32. Both teams hit a couple threes in this period. Alex Kester. Gerard going to hold for the final shot maybe here in this third quarter. There's a tip and a steal. Kelly gets it to Wawasik. One-on-one against Kester. Knocks to the left side and some contact from behind. He missed the shot. Murata gets the loose ball. He shoots and misses. Plenty of time left. 20 seconds. Here comes Gerard. Two-on-two. Bourne feeds Kester. Right side layup. It's good. As Kester hit the deck, he scores his first points of the game. 10 seconds left. Royal Valley up by one. And they'll have it in the hands of Wawasik here to close the third quarter. Miller sets a screen. Nog shoots. He got hit and fouled. And he's going to get three free throws as Alex Kester tried to fight through that screen by Miller and got to Wawasik late. Nog's hit the floor. And it's personal number three on Alex Kester. A big foul with just 2 seconds to go here in the third quarter. And it will result in Knox Wawasik getting three free throws. First one is good. Well, Elsick is 7-for-7 at the line. He's got 22 points already in this game. Second of three. Tickle in the twine. Nothing but nylon there as Gerard subs in Quinn Orand for Alex Kester, who goes out with three fouls. Kester and Orand each have three fouls for the Trojans. A couple other guys with two. Panthers have three players with three personals each. Wessig trying to make it a two-possession lead heading to the fourth. Next free throw is good. See if Gerard gets a shot off. 2 seconds left. The inbound to half court. Bourne lets it fly. Ooh, close. Just off to the left. And Royal Valley up 38-34 as we head to the fourth quarter. So 38 points. That looks a little bit more like Royal Valley as they post 19 points there in that third period. And we'll take a full one-minute timeout with one quarter to go in 3A State Basketball live from Hutch here on FM 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha. I'm getting told they can't hear anything I'm saying now. No audio. Well, at halftime, it was 19-17. Royal Valley leading Girard. And in that third quarter, the scoring was matched for both teams as Royal Valley won the third quarter 19-17. So both teams doubled their score from halftime, and it's the Panthers up by four heading to the fourth quarter. 38-34, Royal Valley as we resume play, and the Panthers will have the basketball here against the Trojans. While Wessick, Kelly, Miller, Thomas, and Klotz, and a jumper at the left elbow is good for Mason Thomas. He scored the first bucket of the game for Royal Valley on a driving layup and now has his first point since. Royal Valley trying to trap and a little reach-in foul on Thomas, who picked up his fourth. So Mason Thomas heading back to the bench with four fouls. Hands out to the side of Coach Chris Brown as he looks for an explanation. Thomas to the bench. That's team foul number four on Royal Valley. Total of three fouls on Girard since halftime. Bourne going to shoot the three and swish it in, his first one of the game. Bram Bourne from downtown. Off the inbounds play, he's got 14 points. And Royal Valley's brief lead of six is cut in half. It's 40-37, Royal Valley. While Wessick, foul line, jumper off to the right. Rebound, Girard able to hang on to it. It's Bourne, grips it away and comes into the half court. And a layup in transition for Bourne. It beat everybody down the floor and scored. Five straight points for Girard belonging to Bourne. He's now got 16, and it's a one-point game, 40-39. Klotz fouled. It'll even up our team fouls at four apiece. See if they say Klotz was shooting. He was in the air. I think they're going to say, yeah, two free throws here. And the foul going against Bram Bourne. That's just his second personal. Free throw for Klotz is good. Well, one thing going Royal Valley's way right now is that they're making their free throws here in Hutch as Troike comes in. Orand goes to the bench for the Trojans. 6:41 left in this fourth quarter. Next free throw is good. Brady Klotz now in double digits with 10 points. He joins Wal Wessick, who has 24. Knox had a baker's dozen in that third period. Royal Valley back up by three. Bourne to the left side. Girard's hit 6 3-point baskets now in this game. Here's a baseline long two by Damon, and that's good. He's in double digits with 10. Girard has three players that have scored all but four of their points. Bourne has 16, and now Damon and Brendan Troike each have 10 points. Royal Valley still by one, 42-41. Miller on the wing to Coleman. Coleman just checked back in a bit ago, and Thomas went out with his four fouls. Only player with four in the game. Nice baseline feed, nice fake shot, and an easy bank shot for KJ Miller. And a timeout by Coach Chris Brown. That time it wasn't about time, it was timeout. And continuing to feed KJ Miller has been the recipe for success for Royal Valley here in Hutch today. We're going to keep it here. They are continuing to work on our computer. And worked through some technical issues back at the studio. Our computer just kept locking up and freezing and then trying to play multiple things. So the new system that we installed still having some problems as they're working on it. So I don't think we can get in any local timeouts. Instead, we will keep it right here. Royal Valley ahead 44-41. Certainly nice to have a little bit of offensive consistency really for both these teams here in this second half. Pace of the game has been a lot better for both teams. Some of our Royal Valley State Basketball Tournament sponsors include Wegg's Feed at ADM Alliance Nutrition and Holton and Hoyt. Also Hoyt Pallet Recycling. Other Royal Valley State Tournament sponsors include Jager Insurance, see Marcia on Montana Avenue in Holton for an insurance quote from Jager Insurance. Beverly Brown Boutique, your Northeast Kansas destination on the Holton Square for fashion, clothing, accessories, and more. And Belleville Law Office, Doctors Jason and Alex. Here's a steal. Attorneys Jason and Alex at Belleville Law Office, another one of our Royal Valley State Tournament sponsors. Panthers hoping to win and play here Friday and Saturday. See what they can do after a takeaway here. It's back to half-court offense. Miller double-teamed on the low block this time, and it's knocked out of bounds. Miller says, my bad, I wasn't strong enough with the basketball that time. But the Panthers will keep possession, leading by three. And Mason Thomas coming back in with four personal fouls. Daniel Coleman will go out. That turnover a moment ago, just the fifth turnover total in this game against Girard. Royal Valley has six turnovers in the game. Wessick fakes the three. Baseline. Pull up from 10. It's good. 26 points for Wessick. It's kind of been a quiet 26. He did explode for a bit in that third quarter, but he's had his hand in the offense heavily here again today. Bourne drives and kicks. A fake three by Troike. Up top, nearly thrown away, but Quinn Arand back to the timeline to get it. Under 5 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter. A three by Troike, no good. Rebounded by Klotz. Royal Valley by five with the basketball. Coach Brown saying slow it up a bit. Let's get a good half-court set. As Girard is playing man-to-man D still. Klotz flashes high post, looks underneath. Miller's covered up. Out it goes. Here's a three, and it's good for Mason Thomas. You got to keep shooting if you're going to keep scoring. Confidence there by Thomas, his first triple of the day, and Royal Valley's got their biggest lead of the afternoon. 49-41 Panthers. 4:15 to go in this fourth quarter. Driving, Troike, tough shot. Wow, how did that one stick? Miller hit the deck. He tried to take a charge, and a timeout's been taken by Westcott, the head man for the Trojans. What a move there on the baseline by Brecken Troike. He's got 12 points. And again, we'll have to keep it here during this timeout with 4 minutes and 11 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter. Other Royal Valley State Basketball Tournament sponsors include Prairie Band Propane. Also, thanks to Cecil King's Hometown Market. Love local at your hometown grocery store on Highway 75 in Holton. Earhart Excavating. Bob and Nick, Earhart Excavating, proud to support the Royal Valley Panthers here at State. Also, thanks to Holton Dental, Doctors Alex Gilliland and Samantha Rieschik at Holton Dental next to the Holton Hospital, and Giant Communications for great service, reliability, and the speed you need, Giant Communications. Also, thanks to Riley Electric, Byron Riley, third-generation family-owned business for all your residential commercial wiring needs. And Holton Mercantile, formerly Coker Variety, Holton Mercantile on the west side of the square in Holton. Panthers have the basketball, and they lead by six. Briefly had an eight-point advantage, and now we're just over 4 minutes to go here in the contest. Panthers will set it up in the half court. Mason Thomas still the only player with four fouls in this game. Our team fouls are even at four right now. Girard does have the next possession arrow in their favor, while Wessick shoots from the elbow, missed it. Klotz had the rebound, but he might have been over the back of Troike, and indeed that's the call. Coach Brown said he came down with the basketball, but a little bit of contact there, and it's personal number four on Brady Klotz. 49-43 Panthers. Winner of this game, we told you, will play Friday at 2 against the winner of the next game here in Hutch, which is southeast of Saline against Osage City. Those are the 4 and 5 seats. Southeast of Saline and Osage City coming up next here in Hutch. Quinn Oran, skip pass. Damon, now Troike in the near corner. Well, Valley will stay in their zone defense. Damon to Nigaman, now over to Bourne. Troike on the far side. He shoots and missed it. Rebounded by Brady Klotz. Nogs Wawasik. Stop and go by Bourne. Tough leaning shot. No, but he's fouled. And we'll go back to the free throw line where Wawasik has made every attempt so far today. In fact, Royal Valley has been perfect at the free throw line. That's foul number 5 against Girard and the third personal on Bram Bourne. Bourne, Kester, Orand, all with 3 fouls for the Trojans. And while Wessick misses that free throw. points per game. It seems like every game lately that average is going up. Knox misses both free throws here. He's got 26 so far this afternoon. 6-point lead for Girard. Long pass over in front of us. Orand goes high to get it. Now Luke Nigaman will pass it back to the guards as he cuts into the red paint. Bourne steps into a 3-pointer up top. It's short. Rebounded by Klotz again. That spin that the lefty Bourne has on his release. That basketball just has some weird spin. He's a terrific player, averaging 18 points a game, 16 today. Here's a nice spin move, and it's again Miller down low. I don't know if he's missed. When Royal Valley's got it to K.J. Miller on the low block, he's been Mr. Automatic. Puts the Panthers back up by 8. Almost a travel there on Girard. Now a little reach and foul from behind on Wawasik. Just personal number 2 on Nog, but team foul number 6 on Royal Valley. So into the bonus, any more Royal Valley fouls. Girard this time will have to inbound on their own baseline. Oran driving, tough shot over Miller. Wow, he threw that up there, and it goes right down through the goal. Quinn Oran just scored his first points of the day, and a timeout taken by Girard head coach Rod Westcott. So again, we'll keep it here during this timeout as we battle some IT technical issues and computer problems back at our studios. Again, plenty more basketball coming up here today. We'll have the Jacksonites girls tonight at 8 p.m. live from Manhattan. That's here on 103.9 KNZA. The Cobras take on Smith Center. The Valley Heights girls, also at the 2A state tournament, they'll play Berean Academy at 4 o'clock today, so they're getting ready to go in Manhattan. Tomorrow we got the Valley Falls boys in Manhattan against Pittsburgh Colgan at 6 p.m. Also the Centralia girls out in Dodge City at 6 o'clock tomorrow evening against Spearville. Troy boys having a tough time in Dodge City as they did not make a single field goal in the first half and trailed number 1 seed and defending champion Opie 27-6 at halftime. No updates there from that one. 51-45 is our score here. Royal Valley leading Girard with 2 minutes and 13 seconds to go. There's 2 timeouts for both coaches remaining. Girard still has the possession arrow. They're going to come out in full court press Royal Valley. Well, Wessick to Thomas through his hands, and he nearly lost the ball, and he did. Turned it over out of bounds off Thomas at half court. So Girard forces a turnover. And we'll have it down by 6 points. Lowell Valley briefly got up by 8 at 49-41 with just over 4 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Now Girard battling back. Bourne cuts into the lane. He scoops it up and in. A little finger roll shot good. Bourne's got 18 and already 7 of those here in the fourth quarter. Pass ahead to Thomas to Klotz. He goes up and missed the layup. Klotz wanted a foul. Thought for a minute he was going to try to dunk it. Now Girard at the other end. Bourne out. Here's a three by Damon. It's no good. An air ball. Might have rushed it a bit. 1:35 to go as the Panthers catch their breath while Wessick will walk it from right to left as we go under 90 seconds remaining. Girard matched up. They have one foul to give. While Wessick takes off and he's fouled. And that's foul number 6. So the next one will put the Panthers in the bonus. Royal Valley has made 16 of 18 free throws in this game. While Wessick missed the latest two, though, a bit ago, as Alex Kester checks in for the Trojans, replacing Aiden Damon. A 4-point lead for Royal Valley. Panthers line up across the baseline. They lob it in to Klotz, who scoots it back to Wawasik. Knox signed to play at Emporia State a month ago. He gets fouled and will go to the line for a 1-1. Fouled pretty hard there by Brecken Troike. Foul number 7 on the Trojans. Personal number 3. The previous foul was against Bram Bourne, so he's got 4. That guy's got to be real careful. In fact, Bourne just kind of reminding some of his teammates, hey, I got 4. I can't foul if we need to be in that situation here down the stretch. So Wessick going to get a 1-1, setting on 26 points. Lead currently 4. Free throw is good. He'll get the bonus with a minute 19 left here in the fourth quarter. Wessick with 27 points. Klotz has 10. K.J. Miller, 8. And Mason Thomas, 7. Those are the big 4 seniors. The only guys that have scored, they all average double digits. As Wessick gets both free throws, and Royal Valley will take a timeout. Coach Chris Brown will have one remaining. Girard's got a couple timeouts left themselves, but it's back to a 6-point lead for the top seed Panthers here in Hutchinson. 53-47, Royal Valley leading. And we got a final now from Dodge City as the Troy boys basketball season comes to an end. They lost to Olpe 51-21. Was that final, so Olpe 51 and Troy 21. Trojans upset the top seed in their sub-state in Class 1A, Division 2 last week to advance to Dodge City. So one game final here, it's 53-47 with a minute 19 to go. Thanks to Diamonds by Design, the jewelry professionals you can trust, 21st and Wanamaker in Topeka. Ice Automotive, Barry, Cody, Kelly, family-owned business. Great service, reasonable prices at Ice Automotive just south of Holton. All state tournament sponsors for the Royal Valley boys. Here's a lean-in shot missed by Bourne. He got his own miss and missed it again a third time, and that's good. And then a timeout as Girard with 3 opportunities. Good job hustling on the offensive glass. That tip by Luke Nigeman gives him 4 points in this contest. And now both coaches have 1 timeout left, and we have 67 seconds left to go in this fourth quarter. Royal Valley has not been in this situation much this season. The Panthers have won 22 games, and 20 of them have been by 11 points or more. Royal Valley has a 6-point and an 8-point win, one against Holton, one against Sabatha. Those were their closest 2 games of the year against Holton. They beat everybody else by 11 or more. They were beating everybody by 30-plus in sub-state last week. Royal Valley has just 1 loss on the year. That was to Holton by 1 point. They've won 7 games straight since then. Slow start to this game as it was 9-9 at the end of one quarter. Royal Valley led 19-17 at halftime. but they won the third quarter 19-17 and led by four coming in here to the fourth. They stretched the lead to as many as eight, and they've been ahead by at least three as Girard with full court pressure again. While Wessex got it as they'll clear it out for him, and he passes it ahead to Jake Kelly. Kelly skips it to Thomas. No need to force anything as Royal Valley's fouled. It's Brady Klotz that gets fouled. And he'll have another one and one as that's just team foul number eight on Girard. While Wessex hit both ends of a one and one a moment ago. First personal foul on Luke Nigeman. And Brady Klotz is 6-for-6 at the line as he heads to the stripe here for the front end. With 56 seconds remaining. Klotz has been playing with four fouls for a while here in the fourth quarter. Mason Thomas has been playing with four fouls for even longer than that. Klotz, the only Panther at the offensive end of the floor, and he hits the first of a one and one. One more free throw for Brady Klotz. That was point number 11. Second free throw, good. So Klotz with 12 points now, perfect at the line. The Outdoors Real Estate postgame show coming up. We'll pick a player to bank on, brought to you by the Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Here's a three by Troike. They're going to let him keep playing. No time out. Oh, yep, there it is, I think. A foul real quick after Knoxville Wesley got the inbounds pass. No timeout. Troike just hit his third three of the game. Brecken now has 15 points here in this contest. So Bourne with 18, Troike with 15, and Damon with 10. It's Wawasik for the final one and one for Royal Valley. That was team foul number 9, second personal on Nigeman. Wawasik hits the front end. 29 points for Wawasik with a free throw pending. And Royal Valley perfectly fine to trade 3 points for 2 points here in the final minute as Knox hits them both. 30 points for Wawasik. 57-52. Orand, baseline, up top, Troike, over to Damon. This is a three, it's no good. Rebound, clock tied up that time with Bourne. It's a jump ball. Girard will have the possession arrow. We've talked about this a couple times in this fourth quarter, and it happens with 38 seconds to go. Trojans will inbound here underneath their own goal. Troike, jump stop in the lane, jumper up and good. Troike now with 17, 7 points in this fourth quarter, and we get a final timeout taken by Trojan head coach Rod Westcott. Girard was the 3A state champions 3 years ago when Royal Valley girls won their first day basketball championship here at the Hutchinson Sports Arena. Girard making their 16th state tournament appearance, while Royal Valley is making just their second. Of course, second year in a row, but this time getting to come to Hutch and play after losing in the quarterfinal round last year to Rock Creek on the road. Again, our Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show is coming up. Whether you're buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, commercial, real estate. Be Outdoors is the name to know. And we'll pick a Citizens State Bank and Trust Company player of the game. Again, we appreciate the patience. I know we've had a lot of technical difficulties throughout this game. It's not our staff. It's our system giving us a lot of trouble since we switched to a whole new operating system a couple weeks ago. And giving us a lot of fits here this afternoon. Royal Valley against the full court press. They get it in and a quick foul. This time it'll be K.J. Miller that walks to the other end. And he'll have two free throws for Royal Valley as that is team foul number 10 on the Trojans. And the personal on Gage Davenport is his third. And again, Royal Valley's other four players will stay on the defensive side of the court. So it's Miller alone amongst three Girard players there at the line, and he hits his first free throw of the day. That's point number 9 for K.J. Miller, and if Royal Valley does hold on and win this game, free throw shooting is going to be a major, major reason why. Second free throw for the Southpaw, a little bit short. So Miller hits one out of two. Panthers lead by 4 points. We're under 30 seconds to go. Here's Bourne getting the screen, shooting a three. It's no good. Rebound tipped. Tipped again. Back to Troike. Troike into the lane. Up and under. Missed it. Rebound tipped. Klotz has it for Royal Valley. 16 seconds left. Panthers get it to Kelly. Up the court to Miller. He's all alone. Layup good. KJ Miller. That's the dagger. With 8 seconds left, the sign says it's Miller time. And Royal Valley, despite a layup by Gerard, as the final horn sounds, victorious. The Panthers advance and will play in the 3A state semifinals here in Hutchinson on Friday afternoon at 2 p.m. The final score, Royal Valley 60, Gerard 56. As the Panthers were terrific from the free throw line here today, including the fourth quarter, as they made 10 of 13 free throws in this fourth quarter alone to seal the deal. The Panthers 23-1 and winners here today over the Gerard Trojans, whose season will end at 16 wins and just 6 losses this season. It wasn't always pretty. It didn't start out real great, but it finishes with a win for the Royal Valley boys by 4 points here today. We're going to take a timeout. At least we're going to try to get a couple commercials in here. And we're coming back with post-game final stats, player to bank on. Stick with us live from Hutch here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Lemkuhl.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
This is Cindy Howard, owner of Kellerman Insurance. Being an independent insurance agency means that we can offer you choice with multiple companies that we write for.
This is Christy Dole. We view our community as our family, and we are here to take care of you.
This is Cindy Weiler. Come on in. Talk to us. We can discuss what you have and what's important to you, whether it's business or personal. We can help you protect it.
This is Rob Wilson. Your claim process starts with me. We want to walk with you through the process to make sure that you're taken care of when you need us the most.
This is Christy Wilson. Come see us. Kellerman Insurance in Holton. Plan now for peace of mind later.
Hi, I'm Ryan Lemkuhl, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless, dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Thinking about building a new home this year? Denison State Bank is one of the few banks around that still makes front-end construction loans. And when it's done, we can wrap the final cost into monthly mortgage payments. Let's start driving nails together at DSB.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Nick at Citizens State Bank. If money were not a factor, what would your dream house look like? Picture it now. Would it be a large farmhouse with wraparound porch and a lot of green space? Or would it be a modern home in town? Wherever your mind goes and whatever your dream consists of, Citizens State Bank can help you get there. Come in and speak with Del, Randy, Jennifer, or Luke today and see what we can do for you. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to the Hutchinson Sports Arena, where the Royal Valley boys are victorious in the opening round here of 3A state basketball. A tough, grinded-out win. Game never got to double digits. Pretty close throughout. And Royal Valley wins it in the end by a final score of 60-56. Biggest lead of the game was Royal Valley going ahead 49-41 with just over 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. But it seemed like they led by 6 points, 4 points, 6 points, 8 points down the stretch. I don't know if Gerard really ever got it even to a 3-point, one-possession game in the final 4 minutes of this contest. And free throws. Man alive, Royal Valley, tremendous day shooting free throws. They make 23 out of 26 free throws. 23 out of 26 from the free throw line. Nogs Wawusik made 14 out of 16 himself. So Wawusik 14 out of 16 to finish with 30 points. Brady Klotz had 12 points, K.J. Miller had 11, and Mason Thomas had 7. That's it, the four guys that all average double-digit scoring combined for the 60 points here today. Well, Wessick was great. He had 13 in that third quarter when Royal Valley turned a two-point halftime lead into a bigger advantage. They led by 4 going into the fourth quarter, and they win it by 4 as Gerard makes the layup as time expired there at the end of the contest. Final scoring for Gerard. Brom Bourne with 22 points to lead the way. William Troike at 3 threes. He scored 15 and also in double digits with a couple 3-point baskets. Aiden Damon had 10 points. Quinn O'Rand finished with 4. Aiden Troike had 3 and 2 points for Luke Nigeman for Gerard. They end their season with 16 wins and 6 losses, with their first state tournament appearance in the last 3 years. Royal Valley now 23-1. And here's some of the other team stats. Besides the Panthers going 23 out of 26 from the free throw line, they out-rebounded Girard 27-24. Royal Valley did have 8 turnovers, and Girard only had 5 turnovers in this game. So the Panthers didn't force a lot of turnovers. Give Girard credit for that. And because of that, Royal Valley never really got going in much of a transition game. Didn't have many breakaway opportunities or chances to score from the defense and getting steals. So it was kind of a half-court game, and maybe that favored Girard a little bit. But certainly the free throws helping out Royal Valley. The Panthers in the game making 44% of their shots. They hit 16 out of 36, and they were just 5 of 15 from three-point land was Royal Valley. That was a struggle, three-point shooting for Girard. They actually ended up making 7 of them, but attempted 23. So 7 of 23, Girard attempting long balls against the Panther zone defense here today. And oh, by the way, from the free throw line, Girard only goes 9 of 15 compared to Royal Valley's 23 of 26. So that is a huge, huge difference here in this game today. Girard shoots 40% from the field in this game. They make 20 out of 50 shots. So Girard put up 50 shots and made 20. Royal Valley only put up 36 shots and only made 16, but free throws was the difference. That's crazy. Girard shot the ball 14 more times than Royal Valley, and they made 4 more baskets than Royal Valley, but free throws where this game was won and lost here today. We're going to take one final timeout. When we come back, we'll wrap it all up for you. We'll get you our player to bank on and recap this game and look ahead at what's left today and tomorrow here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. So one final timeout as we think a few more of our Royal Valley State Basketball Tournament sponsors here on FM 103.9 KNZA.
Belleville Law Office is located on the south side of the Holton Square with two experienced attorneys in Jason and Alex, both from the local area and proud to support our communities and schools. When you need an experienced and passionate lawyer on your side, call Jason or Alex at Belleville Law Office in downtown Holton.
Direct Cattle Business Wednesday was at 138 live and mostly 220 dressed.
Since 1998, Stithem Service and Tire Repair has been helping customers with all their fuel and tire needs in Hoyt, offering unleaded gasoline, diesel, and dyed diesel, plus new and used tires and tire repair, all with friendly local service. Open Monday through Saturday. Visit Stithem Service and Tires in Hoyt.
Beverly Brown Boutique, your Northeast Kansas fashion destination, with clothing, shoes, accessories, and more for kids, women, and men. Beverly Brown Boutique, north side of the Holton Square, or beverlybrownboutique.com.
Here's your Kansaland Radio listening area for K.
Hutchinson as the Royal Valley boys victorious 60-56 over Girard. We need to pick our player to bank on. It's brought to you by the Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in downtown Hiawatha. And hard not to go with Knox Wawusik. I know he gets a lot of the accolades, but when you come to the state tournament, make 14 out of 16 free throws. He made 3 out of the 5 three-point baskets for Royal Valley in this game as well. Knox Wawusik with 30 points. He's got to be our player to bank on here in this contest today, as he had 7 of the first 9 for Royal Valley and then scored 13 out of the 19 in the third quarter and just continued making his free throws throughout this game, which, as we've talked about, it came down to free throw shooting. 23 out of 26 for Royal Valley at the charity stripe here today. They beat Girard 60-56. So what's next for Royal Valley? They'll be here Friday afternoon. They got tomorrow off, Friday, 2 p.m. again, and they'll await the winner of this next game, the 4-5 seed matchup, southeast of Saline against Osage City. Both those teams have a record of 20 wins and 3 losses. Besides Royal Valley, the other two favorites are probably both on the other side of the bracket, Heston and Galena. They're the number 2 seeds and the 3 seeds. They also both just have only 1 loss this year. And Heston and Galena finished first and second in the state tournament last year. So it might be a pretty good opportunity for Royal Valley as far as the bracket fell, and a three-way coin flip to break the tie with three teams all 22-1. Royal Valley won and got the top seed. So they'll face either southeast of Saline or Osage City on Friday at 2 p.m. We told you the Troy boys lost earlier in Dodge City. Their season is over, as Troy fell to the top seed Opie by a final score of 51-21. Coming up next, it'll be the Valley Heights girls at 2A in Manhattan. They're set to take on Berean Academy. That'll be on 92.1 KMZA. And then tonight at 8 o'clock, I'll be in Manhattan. I'll be broadcasting the Jackson Heights girls against Smith Center, 8 o'clock in Manhattan. So that's where I'm headed, and we'll be back with you from Bramlage Coliseum later tonight here on 103.9 KNZA for the Jackson Heights girls. Tomorrow, the Valley Falls boys play at 6 p.m. That'll be here on 103.9 KNZA from Manhattan tomorrow. And the Centralia girls play at 6 p.m. tomorrow night. They'll be in Dodge City opening up play against Spearville. Don't forget, you can follow along with us on our always free online website. It's msesports.net. Again, I want to apologize. My phone literally blew up with all the messages and phone calls, and I appreciate the patience. Know we were having problems. I appreciate those calls and texts wanting to make sure we knew that we were experiencing the issues. We knew that. We just couldn't get the computer to get fixed. We were on with IT tech support trying to get some help and rebooting computers and trying to do a lot of things on the fly during this state game, but hopefully 95% of the audio we were able to carry of the live play-by-play action as Royal Valley beats Girard 60-56 here in the opening round at Hutch. We'll try to get all those issues resolved moving forward. A lot of great staff working hard to try to get it fixed and get everything we can on the air with the new operating system at the Kansaland studio. So I'll be back with you at Bramlage Coliseum at about 7:45 later tonight. Until then, my thanks to Kurt and the crew back at the studios. Also to all of our Royal Valley State Basketball Tournament sponsors like Wegg's Feed, Prairie Band One Stop, Holton Mercantile, Hoyt Pallet Recycling. Also thanks to the Pines and Holton, Mercer Funeral Home, Riley Electric. Thanks to Diamonds by Design, other Royal Valley State Tournament sponsors including Jaeger Insurance, Marcia, Belleville Law Office, also Stithem Hoyt Service, Beverly Brown Boutique. Also thanks to Ice Automotive, Prairie Band Propane, C. Cecil K's Hometown Market, Earhart Excavating, Holton Dental, and Giant Communications, all proud sponsors of Royal Valley, and they'll be back with us as we bring you their next game on Friday at 2 o'clock here in Hutchinson. This has been Justin Fluke. Thanks for listening. So long, everybody.